News Hit.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. Police are looking for a man after the alleged indecent assault of a sleeping woman in a taxi at Palm Beach. Investigators say the man, who wasn't known to the woman, shared the maxi taxi with her on August 25, allegedly trying to pull her from the car when the driver stopped to drop her off. The cabbie quickly sped away, though, with the sliding taxi door coming off its hinges during the incident. Police have today released footage of a man wanted for questioning. Fire authorities are back on alert today with possible storms on the cards for the Gold Coast. Dry lightning and strong winds are expected to intensify fire conditions across the southeast, potentially sparking new blazes or fanning the flames of ones currently burning within containment lines. Meteorologist Sam Campbell says it's bad news for our fire danger as a whole.
They certainly are worsening. We get a bit of a reprieve on Wednesday, but then temperatures will increase over central and southern Queensland on Thursday and Friday again. So we will continue to see very high fire dangers for the coming week.
Two men have been charged after being stopped by police at Chindera on the weekend. Police allege they found 10 kilos of the drug ice in the boot of the men's Audi. A 32-year-old faced court yesterday. The other 32-year-old will appear in Tweed local court next month. The Tweed River's annual health check is in, and the Rouse River was the only area to see some signs of improvement, its grade going up from a D to a C. The scores for the tested regions haven't changed much this past year. Waterways program leader Tom Allison explains why.
The thing which changes throughout the year is the amount of rainfall. That's the thing that probably has the biggest impact on water quality. So there hasn't been a lot of change within the catchment, so therefore you're probably not going to get a lot of change within the water quality.
And still south of the border, you'll notice some speed limit changes to the Tweed Valley Way now. It's been dropped from 100 to 80 k's an hour between the two exits to Tumbulgum. To sport, and Jake Friend and Boyd Cordner are expected to be past fit for the Roosters' preliminary final next week. Friend hasn't played since round 14 due to a broken forearm, while Cordner tweaked a calf muscle in the big win over the Rabbitohs. And Broncos skipper Darius Boyd says he won't be pressured into retirement and denies the club is in crisis. Following the worst loss in Brisbane's history, Boyd says he won't give in to his critics and will play on next season. Broncos legend Shane Webke says the club must come first.
That comes with a responsibility. And look, no one wants to say it because Darius is a good fella and no one wants to see him upset or go through something tough. But inevitably, mate, it's not about Darius. It's about our team and what's best for it. And maybe his best days are behind him.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.